serve it to you. He knows you. He loves you. You've spoken to him. We ask that you would set in his mind and in his heart the things you want to say to us today. We ask that you would loose his tongue, that you would give him freedom in you to speak your words. Lord, I ask that you would grant us open and receptive hearts to what you have to say. I ask that you would bless this day. I ask that you bless Bronson. Give him also that extra blessing today for standing up and proclaiming your word. In your son's name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Tiger.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. This is a surreal setup.
Yes.
Thank you, Otz. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I agree with Danny. We pray blessings upon your family. Thank you. Well, happy holidays and happy new year to you all.
Yes.
I enjoy this time of tradition myself and just the time with family. I really do enjoy seeing my grandparents and the lack of grandparents, even if, you know, the sadness of death kind of shows its face in holiday when you get together and you're missing people, there's new people. It's just a time of noticing the change that life brings. And bear with me this morning. As we continue another year of church together, I see it like, it's like tradition. It's like the liturgy of the church, you know, and we follow in the footsteps of our ancestors. And I heard someone say it's, the church is transgenerational and timeless. So we're not actually any separate from the church before us. And I like to see church as that, as every Sunday we come together, it's tradition, and it gives us a place to go and find rest from the weariness of life. And every Sunday I'm met with facing the Lord, who's the same, and I get to notice the changes that are within me, because I'm always changing too. And it's a sort of irony when you get to see the changes with the same old tradition, you know? I like my wife's grandpa. His name's Bill Hopkins, and he's the only grandpa I got right now. And he likes to say these little prayers that are more like, they're more like rants. And you're like, is this a prayer? And he just says, it's good to see the new faces. It's good to see the old faces. And we're all here to, you know, celebrate the birth of our Savior. And I appreciate all the food you guys have made and brought to the table here. Just pray a blessing over the food and, you know, a happy new year to you all. Let's eat. That's kind of how he does it. You're like, oh, yeah, that was a prayer? Cool. Sometimes he throws in there like a congratulations to the new Steiner baby and stuff like that. And by the way, we're pregnant. And you're in April. Yeah. April. But, yeah. Go get them, Bronson. So, I've been looking through Romans and Ephesians and Acts, and I think I really like Paul. I really like Paul, and I don't want to ever argue with Paul. I just want to say yes, sir, and thanks for the good word. But there's so much in his letters that I just want to preach to you guys. It's like, it just fills me with inspiration to be that voice to you all. Like, I read Timothy and I'm like, yeah, I want to encourage them. I want to exhort them and teach. And I really want to be that for you guys as a pastor. And I was praying about the sermon today, and I'm like, I could just read all of Romans. And the Lord's like, no, I don't think that'll work. You know, like, I'll just read all of Ephesians. And he's like, like, Lord, what do you want me to say? How can I encourage everybody? I was like, I don't know how do I put together a sermon template to do that. And the funny thing happened, it was like, well, why don't you write a letter? And so I thought, all right, I've never done that. Is that okay? Is that all right? And so I asked Brad, and Brad said, sure, you could do that. And it's not, oh, do you guys see this? Am I getting taller? Wow, supernatural things going on. I'm growing. Okay, now I'm sinking again. Okay.
Tell me how.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yep. So, if you're new to this church, thank you for coming, and it's a blessing to have you here with us. And I know we're kind of a close-knit family here. Is it going down again?
Yes.
Okay. It's fun. I love my wife. This is great.
She knows how to.
No, she's taking
it. She got it. We're tightening it now? Okay. So I wrote this letter to our church, and it's sort of a recap of the year as well as just a call into the future with you all, and for the new people here, you're welcome to join in. And my wife's laughing, that was pretty funny. And you know, we're a part of a big church. We're not just here at FWC. We're multi-generational, multi-county, multi-country, and so this letter's for all of us, but it's addressed to you. And here we go. To the Church of Costa Mesa, California. I'm glad I didn't write Balearic Center. To the Church of Costa Mesa, California. Greetings and blessings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I, Bronson, an appointed pastor in this body, write to you on behalf of the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It is both me who writes you and the Lord, for how can I write anything out of love? Out of love, if it were not first from God, the offerer of love. The greatest love of all is shown in Jesus, who died for our sins when we were still sinners. Praise be to God. We have been redeemed by his blood, saved from our sinful ways. Not on account of works, but by grace, that no one should boast, as it says in Ephesians 2, 8 through 9. Therefore, the love of God is our boast, and it is not for us only, but it is for all. I desire that all would hear this gospel of Jesus and repent of their ways. Confess that Jesus is Lord and be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 10:10. In this good news, we are co-laborers. We labor in the Holy Spirit to preach this good news and see God's name glorified. Now that we labor, not that we labor in our own strength, but in the strength of God and with God. For I am sure that we can do nothing without him, but he can do much without us. We hope for people changed and a new life sprouted up. We have those people amongst us who are changed. You yourselves are changed. I am changed. We ourselves ought to strive to live by the Spirit and live by faith. Indeed, I have seen your faith flourishing. I am encouraged by your faith. I have also been encouraged by your wonderful worship and charismatic community. FWC. My own family thanks you. You are the hands of the Lord to me and my wife and to our daughters. So let us continue then in this life of righteousness that is a gift from God. I'm urging you to continue to seek God in his love and in his mercy. Let us live a life worthy of the calling to which we have been called, and offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord, which is our spiritual worship. Romans 12. This year I have seen great newness of life at FWC. This is me speaking now. I give praises for work God has done. We have home groups and Bible studies and worship nights and prayer. A lot of them are right here in this house. The Warner family has a daughter Hero now. She's 13 and regarded as a young woman. Amen. I praise God for the aughts in this house. for their blessings and faith. Kenny is a man of strength and wisdom. I have much to learn from him, as do the other young men. That is his godly strength and his godly wisdom. I pray for blessings upon the aunts. The Moore's got a place to live.
Amen.
Woo, 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 woo.
Joseph and Jasmine are married.
Woo!
Rick Arbuckle wrote an amazing poem again, and it was an encouragement to me. I'm just like murdering this thing. I've never. So. Yeah.
How's that? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. Maybe next year the pastor will learn how to use an easel. Huh? All right. It's a music stand. Okay.
Yeah. It's not meant to be pitching.
All right.
It's meant to hold my feet.
Yeah.
Turn your body, not hold.
Yeah. Okay. And Janet Calhoun has blessed us with a drama ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Those have been so powerful. Miranda is powerfully and authoritatively teaching us about God's word.
Amen.
Thank you. We have a new worship leader in Paul DeGel. He's a man of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We read the book of Mark. The whole book of Mark. I could go on and on. God is good to us. I encourage all of you, hold fast to the course. Breathe deep the love of God and time of refreshment when it comes. Remember to take a day of rest, as it is the Sabbath. The kingdom of God will require all that we have, as Mike said today. Just give what you have. Don't live as before you knew. Do not live as you did before you knew God's word. Stand out as Christians in this desperate world, and you will stand out. Remember, there is an enemy crouching at the door, waiting to steal all that you love. Men, be men of valor and love. Women, be lonely. Women, be lovely. Women, be lovely, not lonely. Yeah, get husbands. Amen. Women, be gentle and holy. Parents, care for your children as to God. Do not grow tired of the good discipline. Children, obey your parents and learn from them as they follow the Lord Jesus. Church, we must live honestly and without fault so as to give glory to God and to his name and his church, which is his body. Never forget the grace God has shown you. So don't think of yourself more highly than you ought, Romans 12. For it is by grace that we are saved. Friends, welcome all who love Jesus with their whole heart, mind, and soul. This is me talking. Love the sinner and hate the sin. God welcomes all, but he expects fruits of faith. A life lived dead to sin, for instance. Or would you let a brother live sinful? And I protest the sin of this day. The perversion of identity and sexuality, the envy and consumerism, the lost self-control and addiction, the self-glorifying schemes, idols of comfort and self-image, hypocrisy and gluttony, drunkenness and soiled sobriety. Is this not what God has saved us from? Only God has the power to save us from our wickedness. For we all struggle against the flesh, but we hold to the hope that is crucified with Christ. That is how we say that sin no longer reigns in our bodies. So welcome all who wish to live for Christ among you. I pray for new converts among us, and even that our own families will see the renewal that is in Christ. church. I pray for times of refreshing and renewal upon us. I hope for God's rest upon us. Rest for the weary and comfort for those who mourn. I pray for the weak to be made strong and the sick to be made well. Hold on to the firm foundation passed down to us, and the God of peace will hold on to you. He will be with you. Let us serve in faith and in worship and in community until we all attain the fullness of maturity in Christ. My love and my prayers are yours. The Lord is at work in you all. To him be the glory, and to him we pour out our hearts forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
I really am encouraged by you all. And look forward to another year with you guys. And thanks for loving so radically and seeking the Lord and being open to the call of the Spirit. And I'm honored to be with you. So as we learn to pass on tradition and learn God's word and worship together, I pray that we do it in faith and in worship and in community together. I'm sure I could think of more to say, but I think this is what it'd be like to read a word from Paul back in the day. And to have your pastor come up and say, hey, we got a letter or an email. Got an email. And I hope you guys feel encouraged, because I think that's what the church needs. And may the Lord bless you today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.